This episode of Great Big Pranks is brought to you by Anti-Flatulence. Anti-Flatulence, the anti-flatulent for ants. And now for a word from our sponsor.
Attention all industrious ant colonies. Are you tired of the embarrassing aftermath of your leafy feasts? We have a solution just for you. Introducing Anti-Flatulence, the revolutionary anti-intestinal gas medication designed exclusively for ants. Say goodbye to those awkward moments when your friends ask, "Who dealt it?" Anti-flatulence neutralizes those gaseous issues, giving you the confidence to march on without a single belch or toot. Don't let gas hold you back from your ant ventures. Whether it's tunneling, picnicking, or just exploring, anti-flatulence will keep your colony odor-free and buzzing with energy. So next time you feel the pressure building up, reach for anti-flatulence and reclaim your antennae for more enjoyable moments. Anti-flatulence, because ants deserve relief from gas too.
Available at your nearest anthill or visit antiflatulence.com.
Yeah, you're going to have to get her out of the kitchen.
There's a free testicle breathing guide you can check out there.
Oh my God!
Fuck you and fuck your father. Go fuck yourself, man.
He preaches real good. I don't know who you are, but you're an idiot.
Well, I gotta go kill myself. I'll talk to you later.
I like broccoli. I like it with cheese.
I'm a ninja.
Does it have a name for your order?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
The pizza order is going to be for Stardasho.
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, YUKINSTARDASCHO. Can you read that out to me so I know you got it right?
YUKINSTARBASCHO.
D as in dog, DASCHO.
Got it.
Can you say that out loud, though, so I know you got it?
YUKI.
No. Say it. Pronounce it.
I can't pronounce that. That's hard.
It sounds like you can start Asho.
You can start. Yeah, you can start Asho.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. I'm glad you gave us permission to start the show, because like we've been doing this for like 47 minutes already, and like we're kind of in a place of like telephone purgatory in a way. Until somebody actually gives us permission to start the show.
She has birthed the show into the world today. She actually has been the midwife of the show today. And it wasn't exactly done willfully, but we appreciate this important role that you have taken with us today.
Hi, thank you for calling. How may I help you? Hello?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi.
My mom's
this Husky's Pizza?
Yo, sorry, that's my dad. My dad.
Thank you. Thanks, Rusty. Thank you, Rusty. Yeah, we're having a bit of a situation with the pizza here.
Okay. What's the situation, sir?
Well, it was made kind of upside down and inside out. And
what do you mean by that, sir?
When we opened the box up, it made a mess. It all kind of went everywhere.
Inside down and upside out. I'm about to show you people what it's all about.
It's all over the floor and all over some of it got on the sink and some of it got on Rusty. Wearing some of it.
Your guys' pizza was made inside out?
Yeah.
Upside down. Both upside down and inside out, I'd say. But it's hard to say now that once we opened the box, it kind of all happened, you know, and all that energy was released.
I don't doubt that your pizza was a mess, but inside out and upside down, I don't think that we did that.
No, it wasn't upside down and
inside
out.
I'm not sure what happened.
It was upside down and inside out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, whether it happened there or on the way back, but when I opened up the box, I'm just telling you what we experienced.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember your name for your pizza?
Because I'm taking you back to the old school, because I'm an old fool who's so cool.
It was just a pepperoni mushroom. We just had the one pepperoni mushroom.
But what was the name?
If you want to get down, let me show you the way.
I don't remember actually being asked to give a name. You just said give us the time.
Did you guys like come in and order it online, or did you guys come in the line and order the pizza?
We just came right on in there and ordered it and like paid for it and walked out with it. And everything seemed fine in the box. Like when we left, I didn't even open it, but we got home, opened it up, and it was upside down and inside out. And now it's just
one moment, all over sir.
The place. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, so I can't really do too much over the phone, but if you guys could bring it in and show us what it looks like, we could probably give you a new one for free or refund you.
I mean,
it's
kind of everywhere, though. It's like I already have a bit of a cleaning situation here. I might have to call in my insurance company is like what I'm saying. Like this pizza was upside down and inside out, and now it's kind of everywhere. And I mean, it's literally like I had velvet curtains and stuff in this room, and it's made quite a mess in here.
The best you could do is just take a picture of it.
This episode is going to be so great. I'm just started recording. Facebook. Because
I'm sorry. My mentally handicapped brother is right here. Bonji, put a stock in your mouth. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But no, you're fine. The best. We're really reasonable. If anything, you can come in and just let my manager know what happened. Or actually, I'll just give the phone number. I'll give the phone to my manager, and he'll help you with that.
That would be fantastic, because I really am gonna need it. I don't know if you guys have insurance for this type of thing or what, but
I have somebody on the phone. They're just saying that they got their pizza like inside out and upside down, and they dropped it and stuff. And I said the best I can do is just give the phone to my manager, see if he can do anything about that.
Okay. Just one moment. He's helping someone out, but I'll give the phone to him when he's ready.
Do you think it's funny? Like, is this like a funny thing to you? Like, because it seems like maybe this is some kind of a joke that you kind of thought was, I don't know, something funny.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. That's cool. What was your name? I'm just taking this all down for. Are you part of making the pizzas or just just upside down him into the box.
Sorry about that, sir. My manager said he's gonna take a message and call you right back.
No, I can't. No, I will hold on right here. My hands are all messy. I'm cleaning up this mess, so I actually can't pick up the phone. I will just go ahead and wait right here. I'm trying to get this all scooped back into the box. Please have him get on the phone for me, because I want to wrap this up so I know what to do with this mess that I'm dealing with here. Thank you. Thank you. Put him on the phone.
Okay. He said that's fine. I'm going to put you on hold until he can reach the phone, if that's okay.
Put him on the phone. Get the man on the phone right now. Hurry up.
He told me to put you on hold.
Yeah, tell him to hurry up. I'm angry, and I'm a lawyer.
I don't know how to put the phone on hold.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Bon, you son of a bitch. I still love you. Dumb little bastard. It's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Living la vida loca. Upside down. Yeah, that's how those lyrics go. Living la vida loca. Man, that was a long time ago. How old is that song? It's got to be like 98 or something.
Oh, yeah, somewhere around there.
97. Yeah, feels about right.
Hello?
Hon, just scoop what you can back into the box, please, sweetie. Hey, Rusty? Rusty, no, get the dog. Blondie.
What?
Oh, Blondie's got sauce all over her now.
Oh, my God.
Blondie's got sauce all over her.
Jesus fucking Christ, Dad. What the hell is this?
We just had that dog to the vet.
Oh, my Jesus fucking Christ. It's a mess in here.
Hello? Yes. Is this the manager?
Yeah, I'm the shift leader. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. So we got a pizza earlier.
Did he say he was the shit cleaner?
Yeah, I think he said he was a shift leader, honey. Watch your mouth, honey. He said he's a shift leader. Yeah, we picked up a pizza earlier, and we opened it up. Everything seemed fine. We left the store. I didn't actually even open the box. We got it at home, and when I opened it up, it turned out the pizza was upside down, both upside down, and I'd say now that it was also inside out from what happened when we opened the box. And I think it might have something to do with that person that was on the phone with me earlier. She seemed to think it was awful funny and sounded like somebody who might want this type of thing to happen. I don't know what her problem is with me. Maybe it's maybe it's like she didn't like the color of my shirt or something. Or, like, didn't like my haircut or my glasses or something. Because, like, when I was in there, I noticed that she was, like, looking at me and, like, kind of laughing. And so maybe she upside down and inside out of my pizza. I don't know. What?
You remember what she had on or, like, hairstyle?
I think she was an African-American woman. I don't know. Average girl. Little on the heavy side, I guess. Blondie!
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Rusty, grab Blondie.
Ah, oh, shit!
I'm sorry. Oh, My yellow lab is tracking this pizza throughout this place. Do you guys have insurance for this type of situation? Because I'm going to have to. I just had this place, like, reupholstered, all in white. And I,
All right, so for that, you're going to have to come. So you came in person, right? So it was
my dog, Blondie.
Yeah. So the only way I could refund you Blondie is by, like, give you a piece of basket if you have to come back over here. I'm sorry that I have been. I've never seen something
how,
like that before.
How am I supposed to, like, it's like everywhere. Do you want me to, like, take a picture of it or something? This pizza, like, who is it that had the problem?
No, I believe you.
That would do this.
No, I feel like because the pizza's been, been a little large. Too big for the boxes that we would, like, get stuck on one little side. One side would flip over. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean now. Like, it was one little, it was flipped over, huh? Yeah, so whoever been, like, rolling them has been making it a little
snap.
Big.
Oh, snap. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. That's literally been happening all day, actually. So whoever rolled them early in the morning been making them a little too big.
Okay.
And it would not I'm sorry about that.
All right, I will go ahead and try to scoop as much of this slop into this box as I can, and bring them back in. Maybe you can make me a couple smaller pizzas to make up for it.
Yeah, I'll give you a big one if you like. Remember, did you want to make a fresh as soon as you get here? Or you want me to make it right now?
Just make it fresh when I get there.
I got it.
Well, actually, have you eaten yet?
Yeah, I just had my lunch. Thank you.
Oh, you did? All right. I was going to say, what's your favorite kind of pizza? Just make one of those.
Cool. What? It's my favorite?
Yeah, what's your favorite pizza?
The smoking herb chicken.
What's on the smoking herb chicken?
It comes with spinach,
cannabis.
White sauce. What?
Spinach? Oh, Rusty's making jokes. He just learned what he just had. He just did the DARE program.
All
in school.
Three of us are hanging out together. We're trying to get.
He just did the DARE program in school and just learned about marijuana. So you said
Rusty has two dads. Don't worry.
You said it's chicken, white sauce. What was it? What else is on that pizza?
Sperm.
So yeah, it has spinach, chicken,
sperm,
red onion, mushroom.
Rusty, go back in your room. Rusty,
that sounds terrible.
And sperm.
Okay, no. We'll bring this in there. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Yeah. What was your name again?
All right. My name's Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you.
All right.
All right, here's another pizza.
What happened?
Vlad, here's another pizza. It was just a weird thing that, I don't know, I pressed the button and it made it weird. This is the pizza, the guy pizza.
Yeah, I'm calling back about a pizza that we picked up.
Okay.
I'm not sure who the wise guy is who made this pizza and what their problem is with my wife, but the peppers and the pepperoni and the mushroom on it were clearly arranged to do a not so nice portrait of my wife on the pizza.
It is spot on
her, but ugly. And somebody took their time. They cut slivers of pepper. They took the mushroom and made it exactly like they found one that was perfect for her nose. They crafted this pizza to be a nasty portrait of my wife. I mean, it is both amazing and extremely insulting.
Was this today?
It was today.
Do you mind writing down your name for me, and we will check through the orders and see if we can find your name and figure out who made the pizza?
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you there. I just wrote my name down, and I wrote my husband's name down too.
We have our names written here. What do we do with this piece of paper with our names written on it? And yes, I have a husband and a wife. We're in a thruple, and it's legal in this state. So don't judge us, please.
Oh, I'm not at all. Okay. I was just wondering if you could tell me your guys' names so that we could find your order, like, throughout our thing.
Oh, my God, honey, do I have to write my name down, too?
Yeah, I think he wants all three of our names. Do you need my husband and my wife's name, or just my husband's name, or just my wife's name?
All of your guys' names. Whoever put the name under the pizza.
Oh my God!
Oh no, that was
confused.
Me. That was me. That was me. I put. Oh,
Gimp.
I'm sorry.
Did you tell Gimp he could talk? Did anyone tell Gimp he could talk? Okay. Shut. What?
Can I give the boss? Okay. Somebody tell
Gimp that he can talk, so we can figure out what name is on this fucking pizza order. Okay, Gimp. Unzip your fucking face mask.
I'm allowed to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Master.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Master. I put it under the name of Bunk, I think. I don't know. I don't remember. They hit me on the head really hard. I can't remember right now.
Get back in the kennel.
Okay, I'm going to go away. They can help you figure it out. They'll figure out the name. It's okay. They always help.
Get, boy, get!
Honey, don't forget to tell them that the pizza was upside down.
Yeah! Yeah!
Can I play on the computer?
Oh, my God. Just take the tablet. You don't get the good one. No, the Amazon Fire. Get in there. Get in there.
Thank you.
Not the HD. Not the HD. No.
Oh, my God.
I like how you instantly went to GIMP, and I was kind of actually wanting to go for that. So thank you. That actually worked. I was okay with that.
Pizza Bank, can I help you?
Yeah, hey, my name's Rusty. Is my dad there?
I'm sorry, that's the wrong number.
No, you stupid idiot. My dad, is he there? He's...
No, sorry, I don't have any customer right now.
No, you big dummy. My dad, my father, not me.
Who's your father?
My father is Pete. He's 6'7".
No, there's nobody here.
He's 6'7". No. He has long hair and a beard.
No, it's not. Nobody's here yet.
And he has one arm, and he talks about wizards a lot.
Ah, I don't have him. He's not here.
You've kidnapped my father? Where did you take him?
Have a nice night. Have a nice night.
No. I don't like this. This is not cool, dude. Not cool, bro. Where's my dad?
I got to go back to work, sir.
Where did you take my dad?
I have to go back to work.
Where did you take my dad?
Have a nice night.
I'm going to fill up my backpack, and I'm going to come and find him.
What a fucking bastard. He's like just stole your father from you.
Hi, this is AT.
Tell me about your new menu items.
Hello?
Tell me about your new menu items.
We have a new meatball sub. Matter of fact, let me get a menu. Hold on, sir. I got something for you.
Order online through Toast Takeout.
New appetizers are here. Choose signature meatballs topped with provolone.
Hello, sir.
Yes, tell me about the new menu items!
Yes, we have a new apple crust pizza, we have pickle chips, we have meatball sub and a meatball pizza. Cheese wedges as well.
I'd like the meatball pizza.
Okay, sir. Would you like to take our delivery?
Do you... You sound like the kind of guy who's like, you know, kind of with it, right? And kind of new. Because I'm a little bit of a boomer, mm-hmm. as kids say. And there's this new thing. It's called the dip. Have you mm-hmm. heard of this? It's a pizza trend on the TikTok thing.
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's where people believe that their testicles have taste buds on them, and they dip their testicles in various different sauces, like marinara sauce, for example.
Pete, you're starting a you're starting a TikTok trend. I love it.
Sorry. Pete, can I help you?
Yeah, listen here, you stupid bag of dog pus. Fuck you. Give me my dad.
Go fuck yourself, man.
No, put my father on the phone.
Fuck you and fuck your father.
No, I will not fuck my father. That's probably illegal in the state of Ohio, I think.
Not in Ohio.
Pizzeria Monica speaking.
Hi. I want to order pizza. I'm trying to hurry up because my game is just about to start. I'll try to be quick then. God damn it. I could have got her. Usually they would stick around for me.
All right, that was,
Uh-oh. My graphic drivers are out of date.
You look like a graphic driver.
That's what it just said.
Okay. Oh!
I even opened up Counter-Strike
high five,
and I'm not going to play.
High five, Pete! Suck it, Bungie!
Ouch. Well, I guess I'll just upload my video to YouTube.
Got the bronchitis. I got the bronchitis.
City Pizzeria, Monica speaking.
Hey, Monica. I'm so sorry. You got a call a minute ago. We were trying to order a pizza, but my partner, he's playing his video games, and that's more important than ordering dinner. Anyhow, okay. I would like a large pepperoni pizza. Hello?
I want a cheese pizza.
Oh, my God.
And he... oh, my God.
Who did you... I don't even know this, but... What a horrible service.
I catch mad.
Thank you for calling pizza. This is Ryan. Did you want to order for pickup or delivery today?
Hey, Big Ryan. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad, except I got the pizza. You know, I came and I picked it up. You know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I got it home, what? I opened it up, and all the ingredients fell on the floor. Do you know why?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know why?
No.
Somebody made the pizza upside down.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Not cool, man. Not cool at all.
Let me grab a team leader for you.
Yeah,
sorry
like,
about that.
The pizza was upside down.
That's awful.
And then, like, we opened the box, and all the ingredients fell off on the floor.
That's awful.
All right, pizza.
Oh, my God. All right, can I take all right pizza, please?
We're on hold. Hi.
Hi there, sweetie. This is Lilia.
Whoa. Would you call me?
I said, sweetie, this is Lilia. I'm the manager. So your pizza
You call me sweetie?
Like upside down?
I haven't been called sweetie in so long.
I call everybody sweetie. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's a habit. Did you get a delivery or did you pick it up?
I picked it up.
And it was flipped upside down?
Yeah, like I opened the box and the ingredients fell on the floor because you made the pizza upside down.
Oh, my goodness. So do you want us to remake it? Are you located here in town?
I have a more important question for you. beyond like the physics of how that could even be possible. How do you spell your name, Lilia?
My name is spelled L-I-L-I-A.
Okay. Yeah. So Vlad was right.
Because we'd be happy to totally get that remade for you. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
I don't need it to be totally.
Don't want us to remake it?
I don't need it to be totally remade. Just partially remade is fine.
Okay. What was the name on the order?
Yeah. So, like, do you think you could just do like the cheese and the toppings?
Yeah.
And then I could put the pizza totally the right way up, and then you could put the toppings on the pizza, and then boom, we're back.
I'm trying to think how that would work because they're raw toppings.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring it in. I'll bring it in.
Okay. I'm totally cool with that. If you want to bring it in, we'll just pop some toppings on, push it back for you. It's totally up to you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll
yeah, wait a minute.
Back,
wait
okay?
a minute. Did you just say raw topping?
Raw topping. I mean.
Ooh, that's girl. Right that word. Sounds naughty.
That's not. Oh, my God. What is your name real quick so I know which order we're looking
for? Whoa. I guess you're going to ask for my phone number soon, too, after raw top talking. I think, you know what? I'm just going to take my upside down pizza and just go to bed.
Who is on the phone? Who is on the phone right now? Who is offering my husband a raw topping? I know what that means. Sorry. I just looked that up on Urban Dictionary.
I have no idea.
You're gonna raw top my husband?
Oh goodness gracious. So do you guys want us to remake the pizza or
are you a swinger or something? Because I'm not saying I'm not into it.
I'm sorry.
What do you look
like? Are you guys
like?
Gonna come back and are you still there?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, a little frog in my throat there.
So, did you guys want us to? Are you still coming in so that we could remake that? I'm sorry.
So you could raw top my pizza.
We're gonna put the toppings on and we're gonna push it back for you, and then it should.
You're gonna push it back.
Unless you want us to just remake the pizza. That's totally up to you.
Are you also going to flip it and reverse it?
No. No.
This is the most bizarre pizza I've ever ordered.
I'm sorry that happened. I have no idea how it happened, but we want to make it right.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So are you? What was the name on the order?
Mattress.
Mattress?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a mattress?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Yeah. M-A-T-T-R-E-S-S. Mattress.
I don't have... Let me see here. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Let us see here if I can find it. I don't have anything with that name here. And this is pizza, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And what's the is it 3-5?
Yeah.
And you're sure you had that order placed under that name and that phone number? Because I don't have any order for that.
Yeah.
And what was on the pizza?
We got the, I think they call it the flying pig or something.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's got bacon, ham, and,
Old World pepperoni.
And sausage, the pork pepperoni, like the pork sausage, yeah. But it's bacon, ham, and pork sausage, and pineapple. Okay.
Bacon, ham, pork sausage, pineapple. Was it a build your own pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find the order here because I just don't have anything. What was the first name?
Mattress.
So that is your first name. What's the last name?
Yes, Mattress.
I don't have anything under that name, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked this up tonight?
Yeah, yeah, mattress. And
Hey, I'm sorry. My parents named me that. I don't know why they named me that. That's my name, Mattress. I just took the phone away from him. It's my name. My name's Mattress.
I don't have anything under that name, sir.
But I did it.
The pizza was up and upside down. Remember Mattress? We call him Matt for short. But Matt, do you remember when
no,
you
they,
got the
they
pizza?
No, they actually call me Matt because my name is actually Matthew, but everyone knows me as Mattress. Matt. So when I call places, I always say Mattress. But my name is actually Matthew. My first name is Matthew, and my last name is Matthew. Does that help? Maybe I just said that. Maybe I said that. Matthew.
Matthew. Okay. I did have one that was a dine-in order, and the only other one...
I'm
going
to give my phone back to
him.
He can figure it out for me. I got shit to do.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, Matt is a little bit temperamental.
Okay.
Mattress, that
so,
is.
So, all right. I just don't have anything under that. Was the pizza the only thing that you guys got tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we just got the pizza. The pizza, crust, sauce, pork sausage, ham, bacon, cheese. And it was funny because,
and then
like...
you said something about... pineapple.
And pineapple, yeah. And it was funny because, like, the cheese stayed on the pizza and the sauce stayed on the pizza. But uh-huh. It's just, like, each of the pieces of, like, pepperoni and the and the ham and the bacon, all of that fell on the floor. Because
okay.
It was upside down.
So what I want to do is get the pizza remade. I don't think we're going to be able to fix it if we just put the toppings on it. What size was it?
Yeah, like I tried to clean, but like the dog like came running over. Like I tried to pick them up and put them back on, but the dog came running over and like pretty much started eating them all.
Okay, so
but it wouldn't
I
have happened that way if you didn't make
remain.
It upside down.
I don't know how that would have happened, sir.
Yeah, neither do I.
So I want to get the pizza remade, but I just need to know what size
do you
and
think
what
you
the
could...
toppings are, and we can get it remade.
Do you think you could explain to me exactly how my pizza, like how the pizza you made defies the laws of physics?
I have no idea how to explain that because it's never happened before.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain it. I'm going to give me the phone. Give me the phone. All right. So, you ever heard of like Schrodinger's cat? It was almost like Schrodinger's pizza. Like we opened it up.
Do you want
and,
me
like,
to remake
all the ingredients
pizza?
Fell out of the bottom. But if we didn't open it up, it didn't exist. It wouldn't have existed, but we did it and it does exist. This is Matthew, by the way.
I would love
Matthew,
to get this
Matthew.
Pizza remade
Matt.
For
they
you,
call
but
me
I just
Matt,
need
Matt.
To know
I make
the size.
Matches. What?
I'd like to get the pizza remade for you, but I need to know what the size is.
Do what now?
Get the pizza remade. I don't think that we're going to be able to take the pizza and put the toppings on and push it back if you got sausage, because our sausage
I'm
is not
gonna give
cooked
the pizza
when we put it on the pizza.
The dog already started eating the ingredients. It fell out of the bottom of the box.
See, you
it was
just,
upside
you just
down.
Told me that, sweetie. I understand
yeah.
that now. That's why I'm saying I'd like to get
no,
it remade.
Just, no, a new
the
pizza.
Gentleman that
new
I was
pizza.
Talking to before was saying
yeah,
that
pizza.
He was just going to bring it back in.
Yeah. All right, so you can make... this is Matt again, by the way, Mattress. You can definitely make the pizza, and I'll just come back and just put it on top of the dumpster. I'll come back and I'll grab it off the top of the dumpster. If you put it in there, just make sure it's on the top. I'll climb in.
Sir, are you being serious?
Of course I am.
I don't know
I'm
if this
serious.
Is a joke or not.
I'm always serious. I'm very serious.
Because I don't
I'm
have an order with Mattress. I don't have anything under the phone
no,
number
Matt,
that I
no,
have
it was Matthew. It was probably Matthew. I probably used the name Matthew. I did it.
I
couldn't
the
ask
system
I couldn't
doesn't
ask
have
him.
Anything that you're describing.
Well, I shouldn't have asked him to handle my business. This is my business. I'm Matthew. It was Matthew. The name was under Matthew. Did you search that? I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yes, I searched that, and I don't have anything with just one pizza with ham, bacon, sausage, and pineapple.
Mattress, tell them about how, like, what happened with the pizza and how it was flying around after it came out of the box. It was just flying around the room.
Well, when it fell out, when I opened the pizza, it like flipped over and it jumped out of the box and the ingredients fell down on the floor. And then I caught it because
but...
I'm a ninja. So I caught it in the box and then the dog ate the ingredient that fell on the floor.
Okay.
But then the pizza started flying around the room.
Okay. No, I caught it.
So
I caught it. It only flew
right now,
for a second.
And,
it only flew for a second. I'm being very serious. I took so much LSD, and weed's legal now, and I'm stoned as fuck.
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your night. I can't find your order, and I'm sorry that we couldn't
okay,
help
I'll
you.
Okay, I'll just come over. Leave a pizza on the dumpster for me, please.
We can't leave a pizza on the dumpster. All right.
Just don't pour bleach on the pizzas at the end of the night in the dumpster. If I don't get my pizza, I'll just come over there and I'll grab one out of the dumpster. It's okay. Is that okay? You don't pour bleach on your...
Beep. Beep boop.
Asshole moved. Take perfectly good pizza and throw
bleach
in it.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.